Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock. Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley with Kramer, the Crane Dog, producing the operation. BK, Carrington Harris, and Sean Levine coming your direction. On Monday, Missouri going to beat Arkansas 24-14, a nice rivalry game. Don't forget Nebraska fell to Iowa at the end of the game, but Missouri wins in Little Rock over Arkansas. Arkansas, the booty call of the nation in college football, as they just had two wins this year. It's Black Friday. You're out shopping. You're fighting. We've seen the videos. We know you're not behaving yourselves out there, but please behave yourself for the final hour. Bill Moss, Billy Bob, joins us at 5:30 talking Chiefs and Raiders and why he hates the Raiders so damn much. Looking forward to that at 5:30. But coming up next, right here, Kramer, the hits.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Go. So, Andy Reid talked with the media today, and one of the questions they were asked was about if we're going to see LeSean McCoy first with Damian Williams out. If the audio plays here, give me 1 second. We'll fire that back boy back.
We'll see. We've got packages that we use and all that, so I can't, not guarantee anything.
All right, with Damian Williams out, I'm not sure if McCoy will be getting the majority of the time as it sounds like right
there. Yeah, and Pete asked that question.
Who is the next man up?
It's Sean McCoy. He's got to step up. What he's brought in here for? He was brought in here, carried load. He's had load management. Giving him a break. What, 6 carries against the Vikings and active a week? I mean, this guy went to Tennessee. He even tweeted out, it's all business. Didn't get the carry. Been loose carrying the football. Hopefully he's carrying it around all the time. You know how coaches used to make kids do that? You'd have to walk the hallway holding the football if you fumbled on Friday night. Hopefully with Sean McCoy, I believe this guy's one of the best at not fumbling, even though he's got 23 in his career. But yeah, I'm expecting LeSean McCoy against the Raiders. Give him a dose of that. Give him a dose of Darrell Williams. The Chiefs do not have that iron back to consistently run the rock like they did with Kareem Hunt. Darwin Thompson, according to Pete Sweeney, he's looking at Darwin Thompson getting a little more action this week as well. It can be done. We've seen how running backs can shine at different times when given an opportunity. When chance meets opportunity, that's what luck is, Kramer. At least that's what my coach told me one time. Needs to step up, show that they can tote the rock, because guess what? Andy Reid, I think he's kind of looking for that guy in the stretch run. Who can I trust? You got to get in Andy Reid's circle of trust. It's when he's relief pitchers, like Kevin McCarthy, you name it. Ask Ned Yost back when he was manager. Those players would enter that circle of trust. You'd see him in the 7th or 8th. But you got to get in that circle of trust. And I don't think anybody at the running back position is in the Andy Reid's little circle of trust.
I agree with you on that. I feel like McCoy might start. He'll start this off, but I feel like Darrell Williams is actually going to have a good game. I really do. He's overdue.
Let's hope so, Kring Dog.
Two. Kendall Fuller had a full week of practice this week and will return this week from his thumb surgery that was back in week 6. How big of an impact will Fuller have against the Raiders?
It just helps. Who knows? Derek Carr loves throwing picks at Arrowhead Stadium. He does. He's very good at it. He's very good at having 100 yards passing less at Arrowhead Stadium than he is on the road. Very good at picks to interception ratio, 3-5, when he's 58-24 away from Arrowhead Stadium. So I think he makes an impact. I think the secondary has been good even without Kendall Fuller. Having depth come back, just like Okafor coming back at defensive end, only helps the Chiefs when you give some guys some breathers. But this secondary has been ridiculously good. Number 4 in DVOA in pass defense.
3.
Oh, and by the way, Texters, they're giving up 3 points less per game than last year. That's all that matters, how many times the other team scores.
Their defense has actually stepped up a lot from last year, it seems like.
It is.
Ole Miss wide receiver Elijah Moore apologized Friday for a dog urinating celebration in the final moments of the Egg Bowl that contributed to the Rebels' loss to Mississippi State. He's quoted saying, "I apologize to my teammates, coaches, and Rebel Nation for my actions at the end of the game." Moore said in a statement, "It was an emotional moment, and I deeply regret it. It all does not represent who I am and who we are as a team, and I will grow stronger from this mistake." So, Bink, this was a rivalry game.
Yep, big time.
This celebration, was it planned, or was just a heat of the moment?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, you do the dog peeing, which is great because it's the headline. The fake dog peeing was everywhere. It was great. They score a touchdown. They go to 82-play drive. Score a touchdown at the end of the game. They're going to tie Mississippi State up. Big rivalry in the state of Mississippi. Now, keep in mind, Mississippi State could have become bowl eligible with the win. Ole Miss, it didn't matter if they were going to win or not. They were going to get to that six-win plateau. But was it a dumb move at the point? Yeah, it was. Because it puts your kicker in a situation where they move the ball back for unsportsmanlike conduct. And we all know college kickers. They're not exactly accurate. So the Bulldogs got a bite. You know what? Chris Jones very happy, the former Mississippi State Bulldog. Because that P just booked their rival in a bowl game. You know what? That's the worst thing you can do is give a rival extra practice time. Give a rival that bowl game going forward when you yourself are sitting home with your Landshark defense. Bad move on Ole Miss. And I will say this, Kramer. Do you remember, speaking of Ole Miss, who scored the final points of the 1900s? He played for Ole Miss against Oklahoma, Independence Bowl, Shreveport, against the Oklahoma Sooners. But it was a man from Ole Miss that scored the final points of the 1900s. This is trivia trivia here that you probably won't ever get.
I do not know this.
Exactly. His name was Les Binkley, and he was the kicker for Ole Miss.
Look at that.
Final points of the 1900s scored by Les freaking Binkley.
You related to him at all?
No. I was that night. I thought the world was going to end, though, right? It didn't.
I'm glad it didn't end, Binky. I'm glad it didn't end. The final hit of the day, Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw was suspended indefinitely through at least the 2020 season for betting on NFL games on multiple occasions this season, as the NFL announced today. Bink, are you shocked something like this has happened, and do you think we'll see more of this coming or even surfacing?
Well, I'm not shocked it happened, but you got to be smarter than that, man. Bet on whatever you want. Just stay away from your sport. It's not difficult. Wait till you're done. Wait till you retire, then do whatever you want. You can live in a sports book if that's what you want to do. But do you have inside information? Yeah. Because you know your team. I am curious if he bet on his own team. Injuries, not injuries? I mean, that's the question. Got to be smarter than that.
I mean, Pete
Rose. NFL, playing in the NFL is a privilege, man. It's a lot of money, and you're doing something that a few percentage of Americans get to do, and that's play pro football. Don't screw it up.
Now we know Pete Rose, that's the MLB guy for betting. He always bet on his team to win, so maybe Shaw bet on his team to win.
Yeah, but when he didn't, it was a sign that they were going to lose. That was the problem.
It's true.
Reggie from the 404, Arkansas versus Missouri rivalry, LMAO. Stop it, Reggie. It is. It's what the SEC says. I'm with you, though. I consider that Georgia game a bigger one, but Missouri's going to start playing Kansas in football again because they're going to start playing basketball next year. Basketball leads to football. Give me Missouri versus Kansas, the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi, all day long. Give it to me, Crane Dog.
I mean, it works that way better. I don't know. This Arkansas, it's force-fed. We know this. It's not good. I mean,
that's one thing you can't do is force-feed a rivalry.
No.
You just can't do it.
Well, I mean, we're going to be force-fed rivalries because, like, say, startup leagues, that's it. Like, say, the XFL. But, I mean, you can't do this with two teams
but
like
you
this.
Can't have a,
no, you can't. You can't
have Dallas Renegades versus St. Louis, a rivalry.
Right.
Come
that's
on.
That's true. But, I mean, you can't
the Battle
really,
Hawks.
You really can't put Mizzou and the Razorbacks because we already know it's Mizzou and KU. That's the rivalry. That's the traditional rivalry right there between us. That dates back, like, all the way back in the days when they had whatever was going on.
From the text line, the protein now, Eat with the Purpose text line, 816. By the way, get your questions in towards the end of the day. Not yet, because I'll forget where they're at. Towards the end, we'll do Ask Us Anything. Here's a question here. Why is there no Class 5 or 6 high school football tonight? Traditionally, it was played the day after Thanksgiving, Friday and Saturday. December 7th is when the Class 5 game in Missouri is being played. Class 6 will actually be tomorrow in Columbia. Dismet. By the way, they're tough as hell going against Joplin. Joplin, you know, resurfacing here, playing well, because I remember when Joplin would get beat all the time by Webb City a couple classes down. They play in Columbia. They finally moved these things from St. Louis to Columbia. Would love to see these things back in Kansas City. at some point. You might say, well, Heinz Field, they play the Pennsylvania state titles there. Now, Kansas gets rolling tomorrow. That's when the state title games are tomorrow in the state of Kansas. Class 6 going to take place in Emporia. Class 5 down in Pittsburgh at Pitt State University. Class 4, Hummer Field in Topeka. Class 3 going to be played in Hutch tomorrow. And the thing I don't like about this, they play them all together. I used to love the way, and I give them credit for this. I loved the setup when they had it in St. Louis because you could watch other teams play. And that's the fun part about high school football is watching other teams around your area play. But Kansas spreads it all out. At least Missouri was putting all their resources, media, PR, and everything right there in one place. But I always thought they did it to get St. Louis fans to go. Kansas City fans always traveled, always traveled. And for years, Kansas City had the upper hand on St. Louis. It's starting to switch back the other direction at times. But, yeah, don't get me started on high school football. Absolutely love it, Kramer. Absolutely love it.
That's the only sport I wish I played in college. Not college, why? High school.
Were you good baseball? I know you played baseball. You good baseball?
Yeah.
Okay. You miss baseball?
I miss it every day, man.
You are a Royals fan, I assume.
I do enjoy watching Royals games, but I'm not a Royals fan. I'm a Cardinals fan.
You excited about John Sherman, new owner?
Yeah,
I thought he said all the right things.
Yes, actually, from what I've heard so far, this is going to be great. This is great for the Royals.
There's a lot of people fired up about the Royals season. I'm one of them.
I'm also glad they stuck with a local guy rather than someone that's, say, some guy in Seattle wants to own the Royals. Because, I mean, right there, that doesn't show you like a good future for them thinking that, hey, Royals might be leaving, but they're not.
Well, it's a local guy with cash, and the thought was, and he even said in his press conference, you know, you got to go to New York or Boston or something like that to get the money. All the money raised right here in Kansas City, including the current actor, Eric Stone Street, mm-hmm. one of the investors on the team. When it's $1 billion, yeah, I guess you need a few partners.
Oh, you'd have to.
Well, some people don't. Some people, $1 billion works, but I think it's cool that all the money is in Kansas City.
Exactly.
And it's as Royals fan. I mean, this is as Mark Cuban as you can get because Mark Cuban, a huge fan of the Dallas Mavericks, goes, now he's not that way. He's not a hands-on guy. He's got a trust, but he's a fan.
Well, the guy
like Sherman's the type of guy to me to go grab a beer, sit there and watch the game. He's a local guy owning the team, and I think this is good for Kansas City Royals fans going forward that it's one of your own owning the team. And I know people for years have wanted the local ownership for the teams in Kansas City. You got it in John Sherman.
He was on a family vacation and had made sure he made back in Europe. To go to, was it 2014?
He was probably in a hotel with one of those nice butt washers, the bidets.
Oh.
But he flies back to Kansas City, sees it, then he goes back to Europe. It must be nice to have that kind of change, but he did it. Then he goes back to Europe because he's a fan.
That's dedication right there.
It is dedication.
Glad to have him on.
I'm glad to have him on as well. But Raiders and Chiefs this Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm fired up. I know the text line's fired up because they've told me. They said, hey, man, we are fired up about this game. Derek Carr, we've mentioned he's terrible at Arrowhead Stadium, hasn't won. Not only that, he can't play when the weather's cold either. Remember, played at Fresno State, plays for the Oakland Raiders. And Oakland's not exactly, you know, the Sun Belt either. It does get cool there. But there's a difference between cool and cold. There just is. Just like there's a difference between having money and being rich. You know, like guys that leave pro sports have a lot of money. But there's a big difference between that and being filthy rich. There's just a big difference between that. That's what Derek Carr said about his struggles at Arrowhead Stadium. Does he feel he has the win in Kansas City?
I honestly, like, every time we play there, it's funny you say that. Like, the last couple of times, it's like, oh, we're playing the Chiefs again. I'm like, oh, dang, we haven't won there yet, you know? And it hits you, like, later on, you know? It's not something that's, like, conscious or anything like that. And they've been a really good football team for a long time, you know? It's a tough place to win. You know, you can ask a lot of people that have been through there. It's not easy, right? I think even the year that, you know, the Patriots, you know, went back or went to the Super Bowl. I mean, they got blown out there in Arrowhead. It's not easy to play. It's loud. It's rowdy. They put up a lot of points, right? They do a lot of things well on defense. So it's just tough to play there. Tough place, but that's why we play the games, you know. You look forward to moments like this.
Plus, you always play them in December.
Yeah.
And, you know, that the whole cold weather thing comes up. And even Jack Del Rio on Twitter this week mentioned that Derek struggles in cold weather.
Yes. Jack was there with me a couple of those times. I used to think this was a team game. Yeah. But, yes, it's all my fault, and I take full responsibility.
Derek Carr, Raiders.com. Nothing I like better than fake mini laughs. It's great. They make you feel funny.
I don't
funny,
know.
Funny like a clown.
No, I think it's pretty funny, though, that he was like, oh, Yeah, Del Rio was a part of those. Well, that's
there was
that's
a lot. Of, there was a lot of fake media laughing that too, which there is a lot.
It's half and half.
You're so funny.
Gosh, Bink, that was a perfect genuine laugh right there.
No,
it was.
You probably laugh that way with your girlfriend when she says something funny. You probably fake it.
No, I actually don't know.
She probably fakes it when you
she
say something
be,
funny.
She needs to be a comedian. Now that I believe happens.
Yeah, yeah. I've laughed at you fake laughs before when you're trying to be funny. Like, I just give him a bone here. Give the dog a bone. I'll laugh at his jokes.
But when when you watch my YouTube stuff.
No, I like that stuff. I made fun of you in the beginning for always filming your video football. But I think it's cool, man. Everybody's got to have a hobby, and you have a hobby. What was this thing you were doing yesterday when you were playing baseball online and people were tweeting that? You were playing catcher, right?
There's
a lot of people probably like doing the stuff you're doing. And keep in mind, you need college scholarships now for video games. But you go a little too far.
Nah, I'm all out there, man. I'm all out there.
How'd you do? What'd you hit?
I think I only had one hit, and it was a home run.
You hit bombs. I saw you tweet, I only hit bombs. I get it.
I think that's like my fifth game I've been in. I feel like I have like seven home runs.
Yeah. Back to Derek Carr. He was asked if he has to put up a bunch of points because Pat Mahomes will.
Absolutely. I think I've gotten to a place because earlier in my career, I would just, oh, yeah, I got to make every play, you know. And Coach Gruden does a really good job of worrying about the scoreboard himself. You know, when he calls a play, my job is just to know what he wants done on that play. If he wants to take a shot, he'll call it. You know, if he wants to do A, B, and C, he'll call it. You know, and I just try and play the position the way he wants it played. And I think that's freeing for me, especially for a quarterback, because there's been times where I've gone into games like, you know, I understand who we're playing. I understand how it's going. Man, I may need to force this one or I get myself in trouble. And, you know, just making sure I stay within what coach wants, you know, because if he calls something, then, hey, that's what I want, you know. But if not, you just try and manage the game and be exactly who he wants you to be.
It's Derek Carr, Raiders.com. Also Raiders.com, John Gruden. And one thing I was surprised about, because one thing I like to do, because I don't have a life, is I like to listen to the opposing coaches and what they're saying about the Kansas City Chiefs. I find some gems in here. Like Vic Fangio, you know, talking about Mahomes. Great stuff he said. Last year, Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator of the Ravens, talking about how Mahomes will take games and turn them into a backyard football game. I like that. Gruden was asked about his own team and shouldn't they be prepared to play well in the cold. Again, this has been the number one thing brought up to the Raiders, how they struggle at Arrowhead Stadium. By the way, I think they're coming today. They should be here by now. How you doing, Chucky?
You would think so. You know, it's hard on any team to fly Friday and get in your room at 2 o'clock in the morning Friday night, play at 10 a.m. your body clock time on Sunday. It takes a little experience. I'm not going to, again, make any excuses, but we're the king of the road, man. We're the traveling road show, and it ticks me off in a lot of ways, certainly, but we have to do it again on Friday. We got to get on a plane on Friday and go to Arrowhead and play one of the best teams in football in one of the great, great places to play. I love going there and playing. It's a cool place, and hopefully it brings out the best in us.
Gruden's actually a pretty cool dude. I remember when he's talking to the Chiefs media at the very end, he goes, you know what? I want you all to have a happy Thanksgiving. You want just to click the dial tone? That's Chucky, man. I like him. He's a rival, but still, gotta like him. He was asked also about the first game. Remember the first game? Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs scored 28 points in a quarter, scored a 72-yarder in the third quarter. It was pulled back. And everybody said, oh, they only scored in one quarter. But that was one of the best quarters I've ever seen, the way the Chiefs fell down 10-0 in that game. That's when the Chiefs were giving leads to the opponent. And then Pat Mahomes is coming and just bringing them right back. Just bringing them right back through the game. But Gruden was asked if he looked at the film from the first Chiefs game.
We use it. You know, we expect them to do some of the things that worked. Again, I would. And, you know, you get a chance to see how you match up personnel-wise with some of their guys. So, yeah, there's a lot of value in looking at that game. And you got to take it with a grain of salt because nothing stays the same in this league.
Speaking of that first Chiefs game, their defensive coordinator, Paul Gunther, was asked about that game. If they take anything away by being able to basically shut the Chiefs' offense down for three quarters.
A couple of the plays that gave up were bad coverage, blown coverages, really. Guys were kind of out of position on a couple of those touchdowns. So we just got to stay on top of the receivers, do a good job of the communication of the change of strengths and all that stuff. So that's really what we're concentrating on this week.
But I will say this. There is a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Andy Reid and John Gruden.
He has good players. That helps. He's a good coach.
You know, I think that's a combination of all of that. You know, my sources tell me he gave his team most of the week off, so hopefully a lot of their flights are delayed and are late getting in today.
That's strategy of Andy Reid. Andy Reid, 17-3 after the bye week, 24-3 against the AFC West since 2015. That's John Gruden from Raiders.com. This is Gruden from the conference call that he had with the Chiefs media. And really not a lot of questions about Mahomes. We know how much he likes Mahomes back when he had that quarterback camp before he went out and became an NFL coach. This is what he had to say about one Frank Clark.
We've always had a unanimous opinion on Clark. I mean, I don't know. I haven't, you know, had a mixed feeling on him. He's a great player. He's finding his stride. He won some one-on-ones, and they're doing a lot of things on defense. I've seen Clark drop. I've seen Clark do a number of things. But we have tremendous respect for him, and their four-man rush is good enough to get home without blitzing, and then you throw in the amount of blitzes that they do have. It's a hard defense to account for, and then you throw the fans in and the noise. It's going to be tough. But we got a lot of respect for Clark.
Hear that? Bring it, Kansas City. Bring that noise. Make Arrowhead nasty. Like going out to Oakland. Make it nasty in Kansas City. Here's where Gruden was always a fan of Tony G. As a coach, broadcaster, you name it, he makes a comparison with Tony G and Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, I mean, when I was coaching the Raiders, I would say I wasn't a big fan of Gonzalez. When I got in broadcasting, I became a huge fan. But, yeah, they're very similar. Just incredible receiving weapons. You don't know where they're going to be and what route they're going to run. I mean, most guys have a route tree. You know, they run a shallow cross, a deep cross, a corner route, middle read. These guys are running every route that a slot receiver or a big-time Julio Jones runs. They're asking these guys to asking Kelce to do some of the things that are very, very difficult, and he pulls it off. And it's maddening to not only our team, but I think anybody that plays the Chiefs. And we're going to try to do a much better job this time against him, but I know he looks forward to playing against us as well.
And one thing the Raiders had last year was that tight end. He gives high praise to Travis Kelce, that tight end role with the Raiders. Last year was Jared Cook. Jared Cook last year, 68 catches, 896 yards, 6 touchdowns. He ends up going to the Saints. By the way, just 32 catches, 459 and 4 touchdowns for Jared Cook in New Orleans in 10 games. Been injured a little bit. But he talks about Darren Waller. Darren Waller's the guy. He's their tight end this year. Interesting story. He's 27 years old. It's taken him a while, even being out of football for a while. But 59 catches, 707 yards, 3 touchdowns. In comparison to Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, 4 more catches. 63 for 833 and 4 touchdowns. Travis Kelce averaging 13.2 yards of reception. Darren Waller, 12 yards of reception. Here's what Chucky had to say about Darren Waller.
Yeah, we think Waller is as good a tight end as there is. For what he's done in his first year really playing tight end, you know, this guy was a wide receiver at Georgia Tech, broke in with the Ravens as a wide receiver, was out of football for a while. It's just really a great story to write, not only what he's done on the football field but off. And we really think he's got rare ability. And if we can continue to add pieces around him, we think we'll have a chance someday to have an offense that's really exciting.
There you go. Chucky. That's the conference call with the Kansas City media. Getting not a lot of questions about Mahomes. I think he's – because last year was all about Mahomes. Not only that, the other quarterbacks be asked about Mahomes. I guess Derek Carr was asked about putting up points because he knows Mahomes going to be putting up points. But Travis Kelce gets – well, usually Tyreek Hill. Everybody talks about Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs' speed. Anthony Lynn, the Chargers coach, was asked about – he said – you know, they took a team that's already fast and made it faster with the addition of Hardman. And when you think about things that teams are saying about the Chiefs, is what they're concerned about. They are. Playing the Chiefs is not easy. Because as Gus Bradley said, the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, Andy Reid uses every square inch of real estate. Like, he spreads you out. Like, Andy Reid takes a lot of the college game. He takes a lot of what Pat Mahomes did well at Texas Tech, implements it in the NFL. It's why Cliff Kingsbury goes from head coach from Texas Tech. Pat Mahomes got him a job in the NFL. He had to be sending Pat Mahomes a Christmas card, to be quite honest with you. No question about it. Coming up next, we talk to Billy Bob Moss. Why does he hate the Raiders? Find out next.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
We'll go back to The Drive. Jay Binkley with Kramer, the Cream Dog, producing the operation. TCU up a touchdown on West Virginia. Iowa beats Nebraska in the closing minutes. Missouri, a 10-point win over the Arkansas Razorbacks. Joining us now, former Chief, all-around good guy. His name is Bill Moss, and I can guarantee you this, he wasn't out shopping today. What's up, Bill?
No, wasn't shopping.
Thank you.
You know, the tryptophan hangover, you know, from all the turkey yesterday, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
The three F's, Bill: family, football, and food.
That's what it's all about. I know you indulge, Frank.
Are you kidding me, Bill? Yeah, I'm still indulging. I'm the guy that likes leftovers. Do you like leftovers?
Oh, come on. Turkey, cranberry, all that stuff is way better the next day.
That's what I'm talking about, Bill. Bill, you fired up about the Raiders? Because you're one of the guys that carries this tradition. You literally didn't like playing the Raiders. You still don't like them. I've always liked that about you, that rivalries mean something to you.
Yeah, you know, and especially this time of year, too, when it's an important game for both teams. I think that means a lot. And, you know, John Gruden has those guys buying in. He's got them believing. It's hard to rattle off the top of your head anybody on their roster except for Derek Carr and Jackson, right? It's one of those things that he has a team that just believes in what they're telling him. So that's dangerous. And they go on the road, and you know he's going to say all kinds of stuff about the Chiefs, about Andy Reid, that he worked with them, and he knows them, and he has a way they can beat them, and they buy in, and they believe that stuff. So, yeah, it's an emotional game, and it will be emotional Sunday.
And here's the thing about it, Bill. I know they lost to the Jets in spectacular fashion last week, but that's the NFL, and we've talked about this. Teams will step up and beat people. But if I'm John Gruden, I'm selling Kansas City the fact that you have the same record as they do if you beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium. Not only that, Chiefs have to go play the New England Patriots, where they feasibly could take a one-game lead over the Chiefs. That's what I'm selling. But you know what, Bill? The Raiders, and especially Derek Carr, have not played well at Arrowhead Stadium, especially even when it's cold.
Yeah, I followed all that stuff with the cold weather and him and especially Jack Del Rio, too. I thought that was funny, Jack's tweet and what he said on air. But that doesn't matter. I mean, this guy's having his second-best career year, and there's still a lot of ball left to be played, so he can end up having the best year of his career, right? And their method of offense and how they go about what they do is one of those things that isn't conducive for the Chiefs. You know, they have a good offensive line, and they run the ball, and they play action, and they have a fullback, and they have two tight ends that can block, and one that can, you know, be the safety. When you, that combination, and then when you get into the play action pass stuff, John Gruden puts in the West Coast offense routes. So it's a combination. He did this when he was in Oakland last time. Or was it L.A.? Or where he did this last time. He also did it when he was in Tampa Bay. He mixed the power running game and then mixed the play action game in with West Coast routes. And it's, you know, he's having success doing it right now, and that combination doesn't bode well for the Chiefs defense.
And they might have to be a little more creative with their running game, too, because we're talking wind gust over 40 miles an hour. I don't know if that's going to be accurate or not. That's what they're saying. They were right about it the other night because that wind was going crazy. Bill, short sleeves or wear the full sleeves? Was there a temperature that you'd put full sleeves on, or would you always be short sleeves?
Well, I think I played in a different era. So, I mean, I don't even think they had anything long sleeve. Really. I don't think I had an option. You put on your shoulder pads, you put on your jersey, and you win. I don't know. I guess whatever. The only thing I wouldn't want to be with my arms is restricted. You know, I wouldn't want to have restriction on what I can grab and what I can go for when I'm playing. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to be cold enough to bundle up.
No, Bill, it's not. It's going to be 36, 37 degrees. That's warm, man. That's tropics, my friend.
You go out and put some suntan lotion on.
That's what I'm talking about. The Raiders, you buy in that this team will be the team, will be the Raiders and the Chiefs going forward after this season?
In this division, do I think they're going to be the top two?
Yeah.
I think for some time because, you know, Denver's, look, what are they going on their third quarterback here this weekend?
Oh, Drew.
And I wish nothing but the best for him.
Sure.
But they're playing the San Diego Chargers defense, and their offensive line hasn't done what it's supposed to do. They're probably going to go through another coaching change. And, you know, if Drew's going to be the guy, it's going to be seen through the end of December here. And then the Chargers, you know, they're going to have their ups and downs, and they're going to make some changes as well, you know. Philip Rivers might not come back. So, yeah, I do think that the Raiders, the way they're structured right now with the and what they have in place, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and the Raiders.
And some Las Vegas mixed in. From the 785 on our Protein House, Eat with the Purpose text line, Bill, I'll ask you this question because it's in all caps. And you were on the defensive line, so you kind of knew what teams were doing. Says, would you ask Bill if the Chiefs have a tell when they run? Here's the thing. A lot of times teams will have a tell. I mean, you've seen it, Bill. The hand in the dirt where the knuckles are down, where you can see the white, they're probably going to run. If not, they're going to pass block. Did you look at any of that stuff? Do you notice any of that stuff with the Chiefs line?
Well, you used to be able to tell. It was real obvious. And you could study tendencies and down in distance and hash marks and formations, personnel groupings. Now it's really hard to distinguish. But listen, if there's a fullback in the game, you know, there's not many fullbacks in the league anymore. But if there's a fullback in on a play, you know what it's going to be. So, yeah, you can tell. Offensive linemen tip it off, too. When you're 360-plus pounds, right, it's hard to get up from a three-point stance and pass block and step backwards. And then, if you're going to run block, it's hard to do it out of a pass stance. So there are tips and clues that, as defensive linemen, you can see.
Raiders-Chiefs this Sunday, they flexed the game. They moved it back just a little bit. Any feelings one way or the other on this, Bill?
You know, the way the Raiders run their offense is, like I said, it's problematic for the Chiefs defense. However, I just can't see the Chiefs losing to the Raiders at home this late in the season. And if they do, there's a lot of issues.
Bill, I was as happy with this defense as I've been all year. I know the Broncos game was great, 9 sacks, but it's Joe Flacco, and he didn't look like he wanted to be there, to be quite honest with you. They stepped up against the Packers until the end, the final 5 minutes, and they played a good game against the Vikings, only to revert and let Derrick Henry run on them a lot against Tennessee. But this game was different because they stepped up. Like, Mahomes wasn't there with the cape on, you know, to come back and lead this team. And the defense had to step up for the win. The Chargers 4 different times at the end of the game to come down and tie it. 2 punts, 2 interceptions. I felt as good about this defense as I have all year last week.
Yeah, look, I mean, the credit goes to the defense because of what they did. But for me, as I see it, that's a problem with the Chargers and Philip Rivers. I mean, I said it going into the game. What Chargers team are you going to get? What Philip Rivers are you going to get in this game? And he can go either way. And he went south. And so it made the Chiefs defense look good statistically and number-wise with the interceptions and all that. Look, these guys you have to play next, they're coming in, that's not going to be like that. When you have to go to New England, it's not going to be like that. When you have to go to Chicago, it's not going to be like that. Okay? And so, yeah, we've seen them go up and down, and we ride that wave every week. Oh, the defense is really coming on. Oh, the defense stunk. Oh, they're getting better. Oh, they're horrible. I mean, this is what we've done all season long as fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I hope they didn't get too excited about it because there was mistakes made, and they still have a problem stopping the run. And if they don't fix that and find a way to fix it, especially with the linebackers, okay, that's why they've got so many, and that's why they're Ragland, and then there's, you know, Hitchens and Lee. I mean, they got a bunch of different guys in there they haven't figured out how to use yet. John Gruden's going to try to get some big guys out on the field by formation, and he's going to throw on them. So that's a matchup you need to watch.
Yeah. I've been pretty happy with the way the defensive tackles are playing lately. Always happy with Chris Jones, but Derek Nnadi and Colin Saunders showing me a little bit, to be honest with you, against that run, Bill. I think there's some real potential there with those defensive linemen.
You know, here's what happens. I've seen it with so many guys over the course from the time I came into the league through broadcasting, covering all these different teams. I've got to see and study and watch guys develop. And there were some guys I thought, man, they don't have a chance, right? And over the course of time, they just keep playing and playing and playing, and you get confidence and you get better, more confidence, better. And then all of a sudden, you're an all-pro, and then you have all the confidence in the world, and you play like that week in and week out. And, you know, I've seen these two guys that you just mentioned, Nnadi and Saunders. They've gotten better because they've had to play. They were forced to play. You got to go in. Hey, time to step up. Chris Jones is out. And they got their reps, and they took their beatings, you know. But they found ways to overcome their shortcomings, and that's the key to it all. How do you figure out, find out what your weaknesses are, and then find out how to cover them up, and they're doing that.
Talking to the great Bill Moss, he joins us at 11:30 at 610 Sports Radio on Mondays, 5:30 each and every Friday. Answer this question honestly, Bill. Did I interrupt leftover time?
No, not yet. Actually, I'm going right now to get more leftovers.
So you're going to the microwave, Bill. You got a plan.
I'm telling you the truth, 100%. I'm going to eat leftovers right now.
Are you taking the turkey and making a sandwich, or are you getting creative like I will do and make turkey nachos?
No turkey nachos. It's a pure sandwich for me.
A pure sandwich for one Billy Bob Moss. Thanks, Bill.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Go Chiefs.
There you go, Bill Moss right there. He's going straight to and I believe him. He's going straight to the microwave.
Turkey nachos.
Got to use the turkey up, man, whether sandwiches. I'm not kidding.
No, I usually make the sandwiches, like do like a mashed potato turkey sandwich.
Try nachos. Nachos go with everything, man. It's one of the most versatile snacks in the world. You can literally throw anything on nachos and make them better. I'm not kidding you. It's chips and cheese. Yeah, that's plain. That's boring. Throw some meat on there. Throw some turkey. Throw whatever you want. Make nachos because nachos, again, the versatility. We like versatility in sports. I like versatility with nachos. Nachos, very versatile.
Makes sense.
You can do anything with them.
Yeah, you can really put anything in there if you want.
Absolutely. Text line, Protein House, Eat with the Purpose text line, 69306. Ask us anything. We'll play a little bit of this. I always like this when people get to do this. I don't do it near enough, but I like to ask questions. When I did this earlier this week when I was doing 10 to 2, you guys were talking about beer selections or choices for the Thanksgiving holiday, and I appreciate it, whichever direction you want to go. But I appreciate that signing you did with the tell. Now, offensive linemen that don't get down in the stance, that kind of shows you what do you do. Like college football, you see it all the time. The standing up, you can't get that tell. Everything is about a tell anymore. The cameras and the analytics are so big time now. Unless you're the Astros, you can tell what people are doing. But you know that hand in the dirt when you see those white knuckles? You're probably bearing down and running the football.
Yeah, exactly.
Those little tells, you got to be conscious of that. You have to understand, and it's what defensive linemen do. The great ones will notice every little thing you're doing. It's like Derek Thomas. He had this knack. And Neil Smith on the other side would watch Derek. Derek Thomas had like the fastest release off the line. Now, as far as tells, the Titans had a tell. It's how they blocked the field goal. The Chiefs used the same cadence, which is crazy. Used the same cadence. That's why they got the block against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the tells. They're not banging on trash cans like the Astros, but you just know, you know, the snap.
It's those little subtle things that's like, okay, we know they're running here. It's pretty much like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this game. I'm curious what this weather is going to do. The wind is no joke, and it's tough throwing in that. I mean, we all know. Mahomes got a strong arm, though, so we'll see what happens. But
it's going to be a running
game. Those wind gusts were ridiculous. I don't know if you know Wednesday. Was it Tuesday night or Wednesday night? I can't remember, but the wind was going nuts. I don't know if it was where you're at, where I'm at. Wind was fierce.
Oh, no, I was just right over there, and it was keeping me awake at nights when it was even louder.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. And I had that quick turnaround. I'd be here at 5 a.m. So because of FESCO in the morning, which I'm filling in, by the way.
For the whole month?
For the whole month of December. It's fun.
You and I are going to work together December 23rd through the New Year.
Yeah, yes, we will.
What time do you get here, 4 a.m.?
I get here around a little before 5, so about 4:50. 4:55.
It's an adjustment, isn't it? Head tip to those guys, man.
It's a huge adjustment.
I did it last year over the holidays, You know, I was kind of wondering, like, when do I go to it? Because I'm a night owl, man. I'm a night owl. I like staying up late. And I'd find myself still doing it, but I had this energy. Now, it was a lot of PEDs. When I mean PEDs, I'm talking energy drinks.
Right, right.
It took those. Not a coffee guy. Like coffee beer, as I've explained. But I would get that extra kick of adrenaline from the energy drinks.
I see. I'm not a big energy drink type of drinker.
Really?
I can't stand them. I've tried, but they don't give me anything. They don't do anything for me.
They probably would.
And coffee doesn't
because
do
you don't
for
do
me
it.
Either.
I've gotten so used to them and accustomed to them. It's like drinking water to me. So, I mean, there's a few I can go to that maybe give you that bowl, but most of the time, and you don't want that crash either. You don't want that crash. But to avoid the crash, I just crack another one.
That's the best way to do it, right?
It's very simple. And I haven't really eaten today, except for those chicken sandwiches I got from the...
And those Oreos out there.
In the cafeteria we have here. Went right to them.
Man.
You think people are still buying that Popeye's chicken sandwich? You think that showed up on Thanksgiving meals?
Is that even, like, still... Are they still making
those? I have
no
idea, man. I've had it before. It's great. Loved it.
I've had it once because they brought them in to us.
That was absolutely genius.
That was.
The chicken sandwich.
And then like, they sell out so quick, and then they get rid of them, and they bring them back, and they sell out so quick again.
They didn't need the advertising, because people are doing it enough themselves, just like I just did there.
Exactly. That's what
I did. No money from Popeye's.
I mean, it's...
I'll give them credit, though. That stuff's good.
It's a decent chicken sandwich. It's a decent one. I think I can make a better one.
I'm waiting for a pizza chain to be smart about it and go to Popeye's and say, we want to do a Popeye's chicken sandwich pizza. And we want to collaborate with you. We see all these beer companies collaborating with you. It's like when Minsky's did that, was it Joe's? They used Joe's Burnett's, whatever.
Did.
It was,
that's
that would be sold out. It was genius, though. It was genius. That stuff was so good, man.
So it's like, just put the regular Popeye's chicken on a pizza. That's it.
Yeah.
What else would you put on it?
I'm not a chicken on pizza guy, but you know what? I probably would do that if I had buffalo sauce, which, by the way, goes with everything. Like mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. Mac and cheese at Thanksgiving is a staple. I'm not kidding you. I had my kid do it. My daughter. She's 20 years old. And I had her, I said, put this buffalo sauce on it. Yesterday at Thanksgiving. I said, chew this and you'll like it. I guarantee it. Because kids don't listen to their parents. You know that. They don't never listen to
them. No, you're right.
I guess they get to a certain age and you look, I think you were right.
You've done it before.
Well, they don't wear jackets and then they're all of a sudden cold and they want to go home because they didn't bring a jacket like they should because they don't listen to their parents.
Nope.
I didn't listen to mine until I got older. And I was like, hey, you were right. Right about a lot of things. So now I'm getting paid back for that. But I said, put buffalo wing sauce on your macaroni. See, I can't cook, but I can accessorize. Yeah.
Is that pretty good? You mix it in there?
Hell yeah, it is.
I'll have to try that.
It's the bomb.
Get
some Louisiana hot sauce, the buffalo kind. It doesn't matter what buffalo sauce you have. Just find one you like and put it on the mac and cheese. I'm not kidding. It's great. Only that, when you go to a restaurant and order mac and cheese, ask them to bring a cup of that buffalo wing sauce. Pro tip here. Do that. Try that tonight because I guarantee you'll like it.
Huh. I actually want to try. That actually sounds really good.
It is very good.
How about this from the 816? Jack's Frozen Pizza or DiGiorno?
Goatman. Jack's pretty cheap, man, and I like that stuff too. But again, I accessorize it. Like if you get the buffalo, or not the buffalo. I keep a buffalo on mine. I just like buffalo a lot. I really do. I get the bacon cheeseburger pizza because I love that stuff. And I will throw my own pickles on it. You know, I just add a little bit, make it more of a cheeseburger. But I'm a big fan of cheap frozen pizza. It's one of the few things in life I can make. As a matter of fact, for the last year, I've eaten a hell of a lot of frozen pizzas and burritos. I'm not kidding you.
So that's what all I eat. It seems like I always go for Tony's, though, because it's cheaper that way. That's only like a couple bucks.
I've been going over to Mom and Dad's a lot because, you know, it's like real meals.
Yeah.
Like to mix in like something that's like good.
Bink, what's your favorite IPA?
Man, I like, you know what? This is weird. Local IPA, Martin City has a Hardway IPA. It's unbelievable. As far as you asking me local IPAs, you know, Founders has a good IPA, but Storm Chaser IPA that they make at Lawrence Free State, it's got the little tornado on the bottle. That's like my go-to when it gets to the spring because I'm a seasonal guy and I like to go to those different ones.
From the 785, you're welcome on tracking Don Terry Poe. There's a Don Terry Poe question.
He says, thanks for asking, Bill. That's the way we do things. We're interactive. You want a question being answered? Bill's got answered. The guy played nose. The guy played defensive stand. Bill would be able to tell you what he's doing. Not only did he give you pro tips on how he's eating.
Yeah, exactly. Noodles & Company has sold buffalo macaroni and cheese. So does Slim Chickens, apparently. So there we go. They've taken your idea, Bank.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure the companies do it. I mean, it's not exactly rocket science what I'm doing here. I'm just saying, don't be shy about it. Don't be shy. You can put buffalo sauce on just about anything.
You can mix anything you want. That's mayonnaise in there. I love mayonnaise.
Except for ice cream. I don't recommend that. But
I wouldn't do that either.
Buffalo goes with everything. So does hot sauce. Love hot sauce on everything. Huge thanks to Kramer the Cream Dog for producing the operation. Big thanks to Craig Stout, defensive fillman on arrowheadpride.com. Reluctantly, thanks to Pete Sweeney as well. Just kidding. The great Pete Sweeney. Catch him 2 hours before the Chiefs game with Kent Swanson, and he and I will have you covered for 2 hours in postgame. Huge thanks to Billy Bob Moss for coming on, and thanks for texting in today and being interactive in this program. Much appreciated. Hope you're enjoying Black Friday and not getting in fights with people. By the way, I'll see you guys back 10 o'clock on Sunday. Let's talk Chiefs and Raiders. It's game time, baby.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.